in, it looks like starting for the second half for the Chiefs, and we've got number 42, Shelby Wiley, number 3, Mallory Smith-Turpin, number 32, Vanessa Edenshaw, number 10, Leslie Carl, and number 24, Valerie Smith-Turpin. So the Smith-Turpin sisters in the game. Mallory dribbles up, passes over to Vanessa Edenshaw, finds Shelby Wiley. Shelby Wiley shoots up, no good. Rebound is Eliza Myers. Eliza Myers finds Madison Cox. In this game for the Panthers, we have, and that pass is stolen by Shelby Wiley. And she gets over to Vanessa Edenshaw. Haley Jensen defending Edenshaw. And Edenshaw over to Mal Smith-Turpin. It's called for a travel. So, starting for the second half for the Panthers, we have Haley Jensen, Madison Cox, Eliza Myers, Kiara Selmer, and McKenna Rao. Madison Cox jumps up the center of the floor, and she picked up a quick foul by number 3, which would be Mallory Smith-Turpin. Possession will stay with the Skagway Panthers. 7:23 to play here in the third quarter. 27-8, no points scored yet in the second half. Jensen looking for the inbound, finds Eliza Myers. Ooh, slips out of the back of her hands and stolen by Shelby Wiley. And her shot is blocked by Madison Cox. Going for a layup. And they call it a jump ball, and it's going to stay or go back to the Skagway Panthers. So Haley Jensen inbounds Madison Cox. Cox brings the ball to court for the Panthers. She dribbles up the center of the floor. Over the right side, picks up a dribble. Looks inside to Eliza Myers. Eliza Myers, post move, back out to Cox. Cox, dribble drive. She shoots the layup, and it's fouled by number 32, Vanessa Edenshaw. Madison Cox will be heading to the free throw line to shoot 2. 7 minutes to play here in the third. Score is 27-8 with the Lady Chiefs leading the way. Madison's first free throw up off the back of the rim, no good. And she gets the ball back for her second free throw, which is up, and banks it in. 27-9, Chiefs with the lead. Mallory Smith-Turpin bringing the ball up the court for the Chiefs, the eighth grader. And she dribbles over to the right side, gets a screen from, it looks like number 24, Valerie Smith-Turpin, her sister. And she's looking inside to Leslie Carl, but that ball is stolen by Eliza Myers, who finds Haley Jensen, who finds Madison Cox. And Cox dribbles to the center of the floor, accidentally went off Haley Jensen's heel. But then she finds McKenna Rao, who dribble drives, shoots up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Pass to Haley. Haley shoots up, no good. And the rebound's taken away by Vanessa Edenshaw, looks like. Edenshaw jumping up the right side of the floor. And it looks like she's being defended pretty harshly by Kiara Selmer, who is spotting her up down the floor. And they actually call Vanessa Edenshaw with travel. So turnover Chieftains, Skagway Panther basketball. 6:15 to play here in the third, 27-9. And Cox dribbles up, center of the floor. That ball's ripped away, and it's a loose ball that's picked up by Eliza Myers, who's then wrapped up by the Chiefs player. And jump ball's going to turn the possession back over to the Lady Chiefs. Shelby Wiley inbound to Mal Smith-Turpin. Back to Wiley. Wiley shots up off backboard. No good. Rebound Mal Smith-Turpin. And that's knocked away by Madison Cox. Eliza Myers comes with it, finds Kiara Selmer, who looks back to Cox. Cox pushes the ball to the right side of the floor, and she's looking for Haley Jensen. Jensen shots up, no good. Eliza Myers with the rebound. Myers grips and rips. Ooh, good move. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Vanessa Edenshaw. Edenshaw finds Valerie Smith-Turpin, who finds her sister, Mallory, who dribbles the ball to the floor for Chieftain. And Mallory back to Valerie. Valerie shoots up, no good. Rebound Haley Jensen. Finds Delaney Rao. Finds Madison Cox. And it's stolen by Mallory Smith-Turpin. Smith-Turpin back to her sister. Back to Mallory at the top of the key. Mallory over to Shelby Wiley. Shelby back to Vanessa Edenshaw. Over to Valerie Smith-Turpin, who's looking inside for her sister Mallory. Almost lost it. Vanessa Edenshaw comes with it. Finds Shelby Wiley. Down low to Vanessa Carl. Vanessa Carl back to Shelby Wiley. Shelby Wiley kicks it out to Mallory Smith-Turpin, who resets over the right side, reverses over the right side, finds his sister Valerie, who dribble penetrates and is fouled. But it looks like 22, or I'm sorry, that would be Eliza Myers, number two, her second. Squaw Chieftains inbound to Leslie Carl. Her shot's up off the front of the rim, no good. And it looks like we got Delaney Rao coming away with the break. Ball's tipped away, and she goes to save it inbound, and her foot was on the line, so that's out of bounds. Skagway. Possession arrow will point to the, or I'm sorry, the referees will call it Chieftains ball. Shelby Wiley inbound to Mallory Smith-Turpin, who dribbles up the center of the floor. She kicks it over to the left side. Over to Leslie Carl, back to Shelby Wiley. Shot's up, no good. Rebound Haley Jensen. Jensen pushing the ball to the floor. And she decides to stop, pick it up, finds Madison Cox on the left side. And Cox looking for Eliza Myers. Ball bounces off her her chest there and goes out of bounds. Eliza showing some good hustle, chasing after it, getting on the floor, trying to save that loose ball. So, Mallory Smith-Turpin walks the ball to the floor for the Panthers. She dribbles over, finds Leslie Carl, who shoots from the top of the key, up no good. Rebound Kara Selmer, and that's instantly wrapped up. Jump ball called. Possession arrow will favor the Skagway Panthers.
KHNS, Haynes, and Skagway, Cluck 1.
Haley Jensen will inbound for the Panthers. Jess Whitehead checks in for Eliza Myers. Madison Cox around the point for the Panthers, and she's dribbling the ball at the center of the floor. She gets a screen from Haley and another screen from Jess, and is able to dribble all the way in for a beautiful left-hand layup. Doesn't make the layup, but it's fouled. Madison Cox fouled by 32. Vanessa Eichon, she'll be heading to the line to shoot two. 4 minutes to play here in the third. 27-9. Chieftains with the lead. First free throw is up and no good. Chieftains bringing back in two of their starters. Looks like they got Taya Marvin and Isabella Rubio back in the game. Cox's second free throw up, no good. Rebound Taya Marvin. We find Shelby Wiley running the point. Wiley picks it up. Pass over to Mallory Smith-Turpin, who passes over to Isabella. Ball is stolen, tipped away by McKenna Rao, but recovered by the Chieftains. So, Mallory Smith-Turpin over the right side of the floor finds Shelby Wiley. Shelby Wiley shoots the mid-range jumper up and banks it in. 29-9, 3:30 to play here in the third. Madison Cox pushes the ball up the left side of the floor. It's tapped away by Mallory Smith-Turpin, and that will stay with Skagway. Carol Whitehead checks into the game for Haley Jensen. Whitehead inbounds the ball for the Panthers, set up in a sideline stack. Whitehead finds Jessica Whitehead. Carol Whitehead finds Jessica, who finds Kiara Selmer, whose shot is up and no good. And ball is tipped around on the rebound, and possession will stay with the Skagway Panthers, set up in their baseline stack. Kara Whitehead inbound. Great ball fake. Ooh, looking for her sister, Jess Whitehead, who went to chase it down but couldn't quite get there in time. And that's a turnover Skagway, and it's going to be Chieftains ball. And in comes Mocha Larman to the game for McKenna Rao. We've got Mocha Larman, Madison Cox, running top of that matchup zone. Down low, we got Kara Whitehead, Jess Whitehead, and Kara Selmer. Isabella Rubio dribbles to the center, over to Shelby Wiley, back to Rubio. Rubio on the right side of the floor, and she's called for a double dribble. Turnover clock, Chieftains, 3 minutes to play here in the third, 29-9. Chieftains have three team fouls, Skagway has one. Madison Cox pushes the ball up the center of the floor, and she shoots the left-hand layup, up no good. Rebound Chieftains, but then stolen by Jess Whitehead, who finds it. Finds Kara Whitehead, who finds Kara Selmer on the left side. Good dribble move to Kara Selmer. She turns looking for Cox. Almost stolen by Mouse and Serpent. It's wrapped up for another jump ball. Possession arrow is going to send it back to the clock season. And it looks like we've got Delaney Rao checking in for Kara Selmer. So, Mallory Smith-Turpin bringing the ball to the floor for the Chiefs. She passes over to Shelby Wiley on the right side. Wiley's shot is up. No good. Rebound Kara Whitehead. And she's looking for a point guard. And stolen by Isabella Rubio. Castillo, who passes to Tam Marvin, who shoots in a foul. 29-9, Skagway's second foul of the half. 2:24 to play here in the second half. Chiefs ends with a pretty commanding lead. They're going to send Tam Marvin to the line. Her first free throw is up and rattles out. No good. Substitution's in. Looks like they're putting their point guard, Ashley Hassan, back in for Mallory Smith-Turpin. And looks like Tam Marvin has got a sub sitting at the bench. So her shot is up and good. And they send a sub in for the shooter. And that will be number 10, Leslie Carl, who comes in for Tam Marvin. So, in for the Chieftains, we have Leslie Carl, Shelby Wiley, Ashley Hafeen, Isabella Rubio, and Vanessa Eichon. Madison Cox dribbles down for the Panthers. She gets all the way to the basket, but picks it up. Smoke Larman. Larman back to Cox. Shots up, no good. Rebound Hafeen. Hafeen pushing the ball down the floor, down the left side of the floor. She decides to slow it up. Kicks it over to Vanessa Eichon. Her shot's up, no good. Rebound Jess Whitehead, but then looks like it's wrapped up. Another jump ball. And that's going to favor Skagway this time. So, with a minute 50 seconds left to play here in the third, the score is 30-9. And Madison Cox dribbles the ball for the Skagway Panthers. She dribbles to the right side and looking for Mocha Larman. Kind of picked up her dribble there for a minute, looking for Mocha. Wasn't able to get it to her, and throws the ball out of bounds. So that's going to be a turnover Skagway. Keeps coming the other way. Minute 40 to play here in the third. Hafeen dribbles up the right side to Tam Marvin, who's back in the game. Tam Marvin back to Hafeen. Hafeen over to Isabella Rubio. Back to Hafeen. Hafeen dribble drive. Knocked away by Skagway. Gets back at the top of the key. She's looking inside for Vanessa Eichon. Eichon, ball is stolen by Madison Cox, and she's pushing, leading the break the other way. And her layup is up and, ooh, just barely rattles out. But Skagway, Delaney Rao gets the rebound. She finds Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman's shot is up, no good. Rebound chased down by Carol Whitehead. Back to Madison Cox. Cox looking inside, not much there, and she's called for the travel. She wanted to make a pass there, but had a clock defender cut off that pass in the last second. Moved her feet a little early. Minute 4 left to play here in the third. Score 30-9. Lady Chiefs with the lead. So it looks like Isabella Rubio brings the ball up, passes over to Fiend, passes back to Tam Marvin, passes back to Fiend, and gets it inside to Leslie Carl, who shoots, and it's up to no good. Possession will remain with the Chiefs, knocked out of bounds by the Skagway Panthers. They set up in their box out of bounds play. Fiend inbounds, and it gets right back around the corner, and she finds Tam Marvin streaking to the hoop for two. So Carol Whitehead inbounds the ball for Skagway into Madison Cox, who dribbles up the center of the floor. And quick turnover, but then another steal by Madison Cox. So quick possession change there. Madison finds Jess Whitehead inside, and Jess Whitehead is called for the travel. Jess Whitehead showing good hustle there. Isabella Rubio dribbling the ball up. Four for the Chieftains. She finds Tam Marvin, who finds Leslie Carl, who shoots a layup up and good. 10 seconds to play here in the third, 34-9, Chieftains with the lead. Kowak pushes it up the floor. Skagway Panthers push it up the floor. Madison Cox got a screen from Carol Whitehead, shoots the three, almost banks it in, barely off. So, it looks like Kowak Chieftains to start the fourth are sending in their bench. They've got Shelby Wiley, Mal Smith-Turpin, Mariah Stewart-Sanderson, and Raven Chapin.